Hello, everybody. I haven't done a podcast for a while. I have been scratching my head to think of what exciting moments of my life I could share with you. And I have been looking through my bookcase and came upon an exercise book that I had in junior school in one of the many schools I went to in Northumberland. I can't remember which school it was because I think I went to 9 schools. But on the front, it says, name, Trina Furrer, that's me, subject, English, and the date, 1970. So that will make me 10 nor nearly 11. The book is filled with stories. I've just been reading through them, and there is a certain style throughout, which I think would lend itself quite nicely to being a little mini podcast series featuring the many adventures of my characters in my exercise book. I'd like to start with one random story which I have picked out. This story was written, let me just find it, it was written on the 20th of May 1970, and the name of my story is The Musician. So I'm going to kick off with this one. And then in subsequent podcasts, I'm going to read a few more. I hope you enjoy it. The Musician. There was once a musician who was very sad because no one would buy his music. His music was sad and everybody wanted happy music. So he decided to commit suicide. The musician was walking over a bridge one day. Now's my chance, he thought. And with that, he jumped over the side. But it was deep water and a rowing boat came. The man in the boat saved the musician and took him to safety. As the months went by, more people wanted his music, and after 1 year since he jumped over the bridge, the musician became famous. One night, when the musician was in bed, a burglar came and took all of his music. Then his cat died, and every night he had nightmares. In the end, it drove him mad and he shot himself. The same thing happened to his sons. They all went mad. This may be an unusual ending, but I could not think of anything else to write. The end.